Will Paula Abdul get fired from American Idol?
What do you think, Tom?
Yes.
Why?
Because she doesn't know how to sing.
Excellent, Tom.
How do you spell Idol?
Idol, A-L-L-I-N-G.
Alling.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Hey, Tom?
Yeah?
Take us to break.
Donna Mike, go to break.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was good, Tom.
Yeah?
Excellent.
Excellent.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show.
WJFK.
WJFK.
Traveling on the inner loop of the Beltway. Route 123 to I-270 and from 355 around to the Mormon Temple lanes open to College Park. Mother's Day is May 8th and your giant is here to make Mom's Day special. From rose bouquets to cards that express your appreciation and love, you'll find the perfect gift for the world's best mom at Giant. I'm Michelle Hughes for the Don and Mike Show on WJFK.
Yeah.
Are you there, me? Yes, I'm okay, because I'm the sheriff.
Ain't they with Charlie?
My first man-to-man talk with my father was about diamonds. For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Back home in South Africa, our dinner talk was often about diamonds.
Hey, Charlie.
Father would bring home a box of diamonds and we'd sort them. Zed was the one who could judge color. Wait, Kenny had the eagle eye for clarity, and I could guess the carat weight. Dad was so proud of his boys, he had trained us well.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hit me a little CCR.
The home of hilarity.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Check out our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Time now for Buzz. News and comment. Buzz brought to us today by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Which sweet hitchhiker.
Yeah.
Just kicks ass. I wonder if Jack knows CCR.
Damn.
But President Bush likes CCR and keeps him on his iPod.
You know, man,
what?
You play that song and I'm thinking, my band in its day. We should have played it, man, and we missed it.
Talking about crap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real crap.
You don't like that?
No, that would have been a good jam.
Oh. Okay.
Three chords, man.
Hey, yeah.
It would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Dude.
I love it. Boy, you guys have been up a long time today, haven't you?
Yeah.
Getting a little crispy right now.
My microphone volume control, I just tried to turn it the wrong way.
Hey, now that's Buzz coming full circle from the very beginning of the show today.
Say what you will about Buzz, he performs well. In the clutch. There you go.
Will Paula Abdul be the next to go home?
Please go to your neutral corners.
But you got to play Born to be Wild for us. Well,
absolutely.
Will Paula Abdul be the next to go home on American Idol?
No.
On one hand, she's the judge with a heart. Viewers like her kindness. On the other hand, her kindness apparently led to a rules violation and a cover-up.
Baby.
The accusation is that she personally coached a favorite male contestant and then tried to keep it hidden.
Abdul AB.
Their relationship is described as...
Oh, trust me.
Inappropriate.
Oh, necessary.
From an early age.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
It's not cosmetic.
Yes, mid-teens at the very latest.
I'd say perhaps 8 or 9.
Of course you would.
Because she would be ridiculed like in Girl Scouts and stuff.
Yeah.
Because
you know that's what always happens, right?
Well, I mean, what would you think? You see a little girl, you go, wait, what, do you have a tail? My age.
And don't forget it's required of all Laker girls.
Yeah, oh, I bet it is. The lawyers, here's where we stand. And Don, I believe you mentioned earlier, ABC has audio recordings, answering machine messages that Paula left to the contestant.
The ABC.
The ABC.
According to Drudge, they've got tapes of her having phone sex with him.
Yeah, that would be described as inappropriate.
With the guy
for
from
a judge and a contestant.
2 years ago. But, you know, she's not like an Olympic judge, okay?
I think it's entertainment. It really is.
Yeah.
And still, the bottom line,
How far did the guy get in the competition? Did he even get far enough? He didn't get far enough.
How far did he get with her? That's what I want to know. How far did he get with her, right?
The lawyers at Fox have told ABC it faces legal action if it airs these charges as planned tomorrow night. The lawyers at ABC say they've studied everything in their report, and they say the report is good to go.
Mm-hmm. This is the worst judging sex scandal since Wapner.
There was bleaching there, too.
You know, I'm thinking about Wapner bleaching.
Rusty
the bailiff.
They don't make enough bleach.
If you find something wrong, you don't take matters into your own hands. You get them bleached.
That's right. Thank you, Doug.
Is the U.S. becoming
Wasn't Ed Koch on that show then later?
Yeah, he
bleached so much his hair fell out.
Is the U.S. becoming a nation of fingerless chefs? In Wilmington, North Carolina...
Everything you're saying now is sounding naughty.
It's all funny.
Uh-huh.
In Wilmington, North Carolina, a man says he found a human finger in his pint of frozen chocolate custard.
Yeah.
It was already the finger already in his mouth when he realized this.
Perfectly preserved.
Excellent.
Quoting him, I thought it was candy because they put candy in ice cream to make it a treat.
There you are!
It's not another hoax. The owner of the custard shop says yes, one of his employees did in fact lose a finger on the job. And while some employees were trying to help the man with the bleeding hand at the time of the accident, another employee, not hip to what was going on, scooping ice cream for the drive-thru.
How would that is that?
The only thing worse I can think of may be bathing in your own excrement. A couple in Medina, Ohio, say they now realize that's exactly what they've been doing. They just bought an old house, a fixer-upper. Apparently, the plumbing.
Boy, this house is a POS.
Exactly.
Tell me.
Plumbing okayed by a city inspector, apparently not okay. The septic tank was leaking into the well, so sewage was coming out of the shower head and the faucet where they brushed their teeth.
Yeah. A lot of fun.
This went on for 2 months before they discovered the septic tank problem.
Going to make your brown eyes blue.
The couple is now blaming and maybe suing their local health department.
Is that in Ohio?
Yes.
Are they Browns fans?
I wouldn't call them fans. It's enough to make you drink, which you may soon be able to do all over Kansas on Sundays.
Yeah, about 20 minutes.
2 years ago, a court ruled that local governments within Kansas could ignore the state's long-standing prohibition of Sunday liquor sales.
I'll drink to that.
That is really about the most bass-ackwards rule in the world.
The old rule. Ever since Carrie Nation tore through Topeka, Kansas. Now the state's lawmakers are disproving the James Kavanaugh poem, How Can You Live in Kansas and Expect Anything to Change? They voted to lift the Sunday ban, except on Christmas and Easter, and to let grocery stores and convenience stores sell low-alcohol beer on Sundays.
Oh, mere beer? God,
3.2.
Come on.
3.2. It's what I grew up on. And now the governor...
That's why you can't ride a motorcycle. You never got the hard stuff when you were a kid.
In Southern California, 4 drivers have been killed by roadside snipers in recent weeks, and several others have been injured. There have been at least 7 highway shootings in Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside counties since early March. Police think it's a gang initiation thing. Go shoot a motorist. Word is, the initiation isn't complete until somebody dies. The suspect's good.
Why don't we send Ryan Seacrest out there?
Yeah. Oh,
just to check on
cover it. Yeah.
With a big, giant bullseye on his jacket.
Seacrest out. The suspect, yeah. The suspect so far include a group of young men who are Hispanic with shaved heads. 10 of the 15 shooting victims are also Hispanic, along with 4 African Americans and a Filipino.
All guilty, Buzz.
Not the victims, of course.
All guilty, and they all took that runaway bride.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you say that they were Hispanic. They were black.
Kidnappers.
We've guilty!
Found them. We have found them. In the past, most highway shootings in California were a symptom of road rage. Apparently not so lately.
And so is this guy like the Beltway?
This could be a dozen guys or more responsible for these shootings. Trying to get their kill so they can be initiated into whatever gang they're, you know, trying to be part of.
Wow.
Okay.
Unsafe at any speed was the 1998 Ford Expedition parked in the driveway of a family in Orange County, Florida.
Orange. And this is the second story that Orange is?
It is.
Yeah. You're like all orangey, Buzz.
Oranges,
Oranges, who said? Oranges,
who said?
There ain't no rhyme for oranges.
The 98 Ford Expedition burst into flames while it was parked in the family's garage. The blaring horn of the blazing SUV got the family's attention.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
The
Fire investigators say it was a switch on top of the master cylinder of the cruise control. There is no recall because of this. Not yet, anyway, but it's something the government has been investigating.
Ford.
Lincoln Navigators and F-150 pickups are also being investigated for this problem.
Fix and repair daily. Mm-hmm.
I'm buying them. There was a nice one that went by outside when we were all outside a minute ago. A nice little Ford Bronco.
Really?
Yeah, it sounded like gravel coming through the transmission and glass.
Lord, Mr. Ford.
And from our When It's Your Time to Go department, in Lake Villa, Illinois, a 14-year-old boy crashed a car, but that's not exactly what killed him. What killed him was being ejected from the vehicle, hurled 50 feet into the air, and hitting some high-voltage power lines. He was electrocuted.
A boy.
It's like a cartoon.
He'd borrowed the car from a relative. It was late at night. Being a young driver, he lost control, and because he was driving without a seatbelt and with the sunroof open, he was literally shot through the roof and into the power line.
Well,
like that. We're a step closer to national.
What are you laughing at?
Exactly.
You have a picture
horrible,
of that?
Horrible tragedy.
Do you have a picture?
I've made some drawings.
Tom and Jerry.
We're a step closer to national ID cards. I'll tell you about that when we come back.
Yeah. Yeah, Patriot Act. Yeah. Take all my rights away.
Cuff me and then bleach me.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Raise the comedy alert level to orange, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And guys, it was orange again.
Buzz, it's being done in the interest of Homeland Security, and it's expected to pass in just a few days. The proposal has each state forcing people to prove they're in this country legally, whether it's for a new license or even a renewal. State officials have resisted this. They say it will be expensive and slow down the DMV offices.
How can that be possible?
Wow.
They're going backwards already.
Yeah. Good luck. 11 states already knowingly have given driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Under the new law, the state has to prove it's confirmed your citizenship, your address, your social security number, and your photograph.
Also, on a related note, we are very soon going